ordinary men.
Genius billionaire playboy philanthropist.
We are the knights.
Nerd!
Hold on to your butts.
And now for something completely different.
Hello and welcome to the Knights of Nerdistude podcast, a podcast for all things nerd. My name is Chris Wilcox. I'm here along with
John,
Sam,
and Sean.
And tonight's episode is hopefully going to be a disconnecting episode. It is Wednesday. The election is over. Thank God.
Yeah,
so hopefully we can give you a little bit of, you know, levity with the outcome, depending on who you voted for. But at least it's over. This is the week of November, what, 4th?
Sure.
You can find all of our episodes on iTunes and Podbean and Stitcher, because that's up, right? We did do Stitcher, right?
Oh, yeah, okay. No, we're on Stitcher. We're on Stitcher.
Okay.
Tonight's
I'd just like to point out, it is not the week of November 4th.
No, I know. Yeah, yesterday was the 8th.
Just go. We'll fix it in post.
It's week of the 7th. It's been a long week, I guess, for me.
We'll take that part
But anyway,
out.
The topics for tonight's episode will be, we have 2 minute movie reviews, one for The Accountant and one for Warcraft.
Oh boy.
And then we will also be doing a Westworld recap and discussion. And then we also saw the new Doctor Strange movie. So we will spend probably a lot of time on that one. And then at the end of the episode, like every third week, we have Rapid Fire with Sam.
Pew pew.
So let's start off. We all wanted to start off with Doctor Strange. Movie came out Friday. It is doing very well at the box office. Mm-hmm. Not spectacular numbers like Civil War or BVS, but I believe it was on par for Ant-Man or higher than Ant-Man.
Something like that, yeah.
It was high. It was a high grossing weekend for Doctor Strange. As well it should be. I think it fell right in the spot where it should have been money-wise, and the reviews are giving it... It's getting solid reviews, and I agree. It wasn't the best Marvel movie, but it was a good Marvel movie.
Yeah, it was good.
Why don't we start with things that we liked about the movie?
You always gotta always start positive.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so why don't we start? Let's go around the room this way, Sam.
It looked pretty, like
right
with all the like, especially that New York chase scene where like everything's twisting around itself and stuff like that.
Yeah,
that was cool.
I agree with you on that one.
That was really cool.
Do you think it was a little drawn out?
That's it. Nah.
I think there was one too many of those.
A little bit, yeah. Well, but like that was its thing.
So yeah, that was the point.
I'm not really gonna complain about you using your thing a lot.
Yeah, remember the first one we saw?
Yeah, that was cool.
I was sitting around like, I'm gonna be sick. They do like a minute more of this, I'm gonna be sick. It was like the Blair Witch.
Yeah.
It was like the Blair Witch in the beginning.
Shaky cam and stuff.
I was expecting that during the movie, but I did not expect it within the first, half hour.
You're hoping to be eased.
You mean the opening scene?
No. Was it?
Yeah, it was the opening scene.
The opening scene where she fights like all like that small army of like guys.
No, that was fine.
Oh,
it was
one?
When he got knocked into the astral plane first, and then he hit the
kaleidoscope part.
The universe is so much bigger than yourself and all this, and then he's going into the dark dimension.
And
it was a little bit too long. I'm like, okay, we're in space. Calm down. The seat's not moving. And then I look up again. I'm like, shit, gotta look down again.
Did you get a little scared there, dude?
I got a little sick.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was like the ride at Six Flags when I threw up on. All right, so you like the visuals?
Yeah, I like the visuals. It was just visually stimulating.
Good.
Which, I mean, usually in Marvel movies, haven't always been.
Yeah.
It's always bland. It's always like, hey, look, it's a city.
Yeah, look,
what
it's
city
movie.
Is it? New York?
Georgia?
Okay.
I don't know.
It's always New York.
Sean, positive.
Positive. Okay.
Just do one for now.
No.
We don't want your 1,000 positives you have about this movie, I'm sure.
Very happy. I mean, it's basically like every Marvel movie. Happy with about the mixture between comedy and seriousness. Like, it's always nice to see that Marvel's able to do that.
Yeah, they have a good balancing act.
Right.
Okay.
Something that we talk about, DC really needs to get up their game on.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I agree with that, at least. Anybody else thoughts on that?
About what?
Just the
mix between comedy and
I thought it was a good balance. I mean, I liked Cumberbatch. I liked Doctor Strange. He seemed like a cool guy. I mean,
what's your positive about the movie?
My positive about the movie is, hey, you know, I'll go here. People give shit about Marvel about like you can't get compelling villains. I like what my boy Mads Mikkelsen did on this one as a bad guy.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
It was
he does play a good villain, though.
It was kind of interesting. I don't really have anything compelling because I mean it's like you meet him and he's like, oh, I want to destroy the world. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's not a whole lot of backstory there.
You see, maybe
nice.
It was just the makeup. Like that makeup was like freaking me out by halfway through.
Oh, the eyes.
Yeah. Those
you
eyes.
Could tell. And remember, you saw like when he was doing that serious discussion with him, he was crying.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure that was because makeup was in his eye. It was a lot of stuff there. His eyes were all red.
I don't know what was CG and what wasn't.
Yeah.
That's one of those instances where it's like CG is done well. Like, I don't know if that makeup was CG or if it was actually makeup. And it's so subtle that we're not going to really notice it. And in 20 years, we're still not going to be able to notice because it's so subtle. Whereas when it's like the big stuff, that's like what really takes away from the movie. It just ages horribly because it's kind of rushed and it's all there in your face.
Yeah.
I think the other upside is I liked the sort of twist. Well, not really a twist, but how he sort of overcame his challenges at the end and like fucked over the bad guy by putting him in a time loop or whatever.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Like that was it wasn't just like, oh well, I'm just gonna punch you harder.
Right. It wasn't a beat you up to win.
Right.
It was I'm gonna mentally kind of check you out.
Yeah. Like Civil War was a lot of like, oh, punch, 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 and this was, I don't know, a little bit different, which was a nice departure, a nice little
which was the point.
Yeah.
It was the point.
There was a lot more magic punches.
Such a strange movie.
And that, I guess that would lead me into my positive, is they pulled off yet another, but they still pulled it off, a good origin story.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think they didn't hit it out of the park with it, but I think they really did, because I was worried, because Doctor Strange is magic. How would moviegoers view that,
right,
knowing he's a superhero? But, you know, they pulled it off pretty well in regards to the origin story. You didn't really need to know about anything else in the comics or any other Marvel movie to get the references or to actually understand the movie, which was good.
Mm.
There was subtle things like Wong saying that the Avengers handle interstellar, we handle interrealm.
Yeah.
You know, that was a good little twist there. But this leads me to my question. They pulled off this origin movie. We're not seeing one for Spider-Man, hopefully. And we're not seeing one for Panther.
Right.
But the next one we have, I think, is Miss Marvel.
Miss Marvel will.
So can they do that again? They did it this time, and I have no reason to doubt them. It's just
they've done a decent job with all of their origins.
So far,
I think what separates this one a little bit is like you look at just the first like 20 minutes of the movie, which is essentially the origin sort of setup. Because I mean, let's get real. I mean, this movie becomes cool like as soon as Tilda Swinton like punches him out of his body
into the astral form.
And it really like glasses over like stuff that, you know, wouldn't be this movie, obviously, but could be a movie of its own, of like a guy getting into a car accident, like losing his ability to do his trade, the one thing that he like really finds purpose in, and you know, all that stuff. And like, I'm totally fine with them just skipping it, because like, I didn't come to see that movie. I don't think anybody did. So if you can do origin stories, I think, still, because I think you still need to like understand the general rules around things, and I think it's probably better if you're sort of in the sort of first person view with the actual like protagonist as when they're learning like what's going on.
Yeah.
As opposed to, you know, them trying to like teach an outsider or something like that. But I like that the origin's there, but it's like really kind of like skipped over. Like it's not like some of the Spider-Man movies, like the Sony ones, it's like half of the movie is like really like you know what's gonna happen. You know he's gonna go this place and then discover this shit. Like, you know, like there's no point of like dragging it out more than it should be.
Yeah, agreed. All right, other positives, just shout them out now. We won't go around the room. I'll do another one. I love the little references to other Marvel movies,
like the Avengers tower,
like the
I like that one. The Avengers Tower.
The Avengers Tower. Like when he crashes his car, he's like, we have a pilot who has a severed spinal cord. You know, that's Rhodey from Captain America Civil War. The timing is a little weird.
Yeah, because you're not 100% sure
when this happened.
Right. It's so every Marvel movie up to this point has been in chronological order. And this one kind of throws it all off because it takes place over, I'm assuming, months. Because from the beginning when he first starts teaching to when he becomes like Doctor Strange, basically, it couldn't have been overnight kind of thing. And it couldn't have been like
no, but I think what they are trying, I think it's not a bad thing with the timeline, I guess, because, you know, we've had Civil War and then the next movie we're going to have is probably going to take place a couple years down the road, even though it's 2 years later in the real world.
The next movie should be going on during Civil War.
I don't understand where you're going with this. Ragnarok. No, like why?
Ragnarok. Some people threw out the question of timing, like the timing is off.
So what did
they think that the origin story was in the past?
Right.
And Civil War just happened.
Well, because when you look at the Avengers Tower, it's built. We haven't seen the Avengers Tower since the Avengers, and it was basically mostly destroyed.
Yeah.
So, I don't...
There are questions. This is, like, incredibly ticky-tacky.
Yeah, it really is. But I like the references with that. In the end, we saw Thor.
Yes,
and
yes.
I think he might have...
That was a funny scene.
Yeah. I don't drink tea. Oh, beer.
It's a beer.
And then it's like switches up. Back, comes back, it's a mostly empty. And it's like, more beer.
I think it's been confirmed that Strange is in Thor Ragnarok.
Is he?
So that means that there...
They certainly alluded to it.
There might be teleportation.
I mean, he would be the dude who would be of everybody else. It's not like, an Ant-Man shows up. It's like...
Feels like Ragnarok's turning into everyone who wasn't invited to...
Civil War.
Okay, so here's another thing I wanted to throw out there.
It's like, we're going to have our own party.
This is where I'm going. Because I wanted to throw this to you guys. We're seeing a lot of single standalone origin movies. And it's not confirmed that they're going to do Doctor Strange 2.
No, they'll do one.
But the thing is, this opens up... I think Doctor Strange, in this case, given his movie and his kind of like skills and abilities and things, they're not... kind of real or human. So I think Strange will be better as a team up with somebody else. So for instance, Ant-Man and the Wasp is coming out. Right. Those are two huge characters who are doing it essentially a team up. And then you have Thor who's doing it with the Hulk, which is another team up.
Well, so I
just
see,
as you could probably say,
I wanted to throw your
Civil
thoughts
War
on that.
Right. Was pretty much
here's,
the other way.
Here's my thoughts on that. So I agree after the sequel.
After because Strange 2?
Strange 2, you're going to see Baron Mordo basically trying to kill Strange. Because, like he says at the very end, this world has too many wizards. His point is he wants to narrow that down to one. So he's Mordo is trying...
I was confused with the names all the time.
Yeah.
Baron
Mordo. It was a tough one.
Baron Mordo is trying to become the Sorcerer Supreme, basically, at this point.
That sounds like a sandwich.
It does, kind of.
So, yeah.
But
dude, I had a Sorcerer Supreme the other day.
Delicious.
I bet you there's a deli out there that makes superhero sandwiches.
Oh,
and super, names them after
superheroes.
Ooh, yes.
We should open up a deli.
Hey.
Superheroes.
I'm just going to delete that last minute of the podcast.
New business product. So I think the second one's going to deal with Mordo and...
Oh, they
Strange.
Set it up like that.
Right. Well, I mean... They do that all the time.
But the thing
is,
it won't be until after, in this case, it won't be until after
Infinity War 2.
Right. So I see that happening because after that, it's like, how much more can you get into these different realms and keep it interesting kind of thing?
Yeah.
Like,
after Infinity War, you would wonder if the population is still interested in these types of movies.
And it's cool too because they introduce another Infinity Stone.
Yeah, they like finally told you another one. So yeah, there are two here now on Earth. One is on
Vision. Vision's got one.
Yeah, Vision, and then you have the Time Stone, which is Eye of Agamotto. And then you have the, I think it's the Power Stone.
Yes. On
the purple one in Guardians.
Yeah, okay.
And
what does Vision have? The Mind Stone?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah.
Can you guys give me the stones?
Oh, God.
It's Time, Power, Mind.
It's like the Universe Stone.
Oh, God, I can't remember the name of it.
Is there the Love Stone?
No, there's not the Love Stone.
Really,
Tesseract?
Tesseract. Thor has that in Asgard.
What is that stone?
But as you saw in, which one was that? Avengers 2, Thanos now has the glove, which means if he has the glove, he has the Tesseract. Because they're both in the same spot.
Is it just the Tesseract Stone? Or?
No, at the end, Thor took it back to Asgard. But before that, the scene after Avengers 2 was...
The one with Thanos?
Yeah.
All he does, you see the door open, there's the glove, and he just goes, oh, fine, I'll do it myself, and then puts the glove on.
Yeah, but the Tesseract was transported back to Asgard after that movie.
Okay, so doesn't that, the one that the Dark Elf Mordekaith had, red mist stuff, that's an Infinity Stone as well. Forget which one that one's called.
There's five
stones, right?
So there's Soul,
Time,
Space, Mind, Reality,
mm-hmm,
and Power.
Okay.
All right, so Power is red.
Yep, and that's the one from the Dark World. That was the red mist.
That was the red mist. Stone. And then Reality is yellow. So that would be Vision.
No.
Mind is blue. Purple. Space is purple. Yeah. And Time is green. And Soul is orange. I think they might label them different. Or they might not even label them at all in the movie.
No, they do. They do. Vision has the mind.
Yeah, all right, then there's something, then they're different than the comics. It's just they do it differently. Doesn't matter.
I want to say what, they're down to one?
I think one is missing.
So, we'll see.
That we know of.
Right.
Four or five. So yeah, one is missing.
Which is Space. We haven't seen Space.
Space is purple,
yet.
According to this.
Right, well.
That's the Guardians one.
Right, so you know,
either way,
those will come up. Clearly, I mean, Infinity Wars, it's getting going here. What do we got? One more movie, just Guardians, and then that's it. Then it's gonna be
Thor Ragnarok.
Guardians, oh yeah, yep. Thor, Spider Man,
yep.
Boy,
Panther.
So Infinity Wars is 2018.
Yeah, 2018, 2019.
Can't be next summer.
List right here. Hold on.
It's 2018 is the new.
Yeah, 2018.
Okay.
So next year we have Guardians 2, Thor, and then 2018 is Black Panther,
okay,
and then Infinity War.
Oh, Spider-Man's after the first Infinity.
I think an important takeaway from this movie is that there's definitely like a floor, a pretty high floor for these movies. Like, I don't think any of them have been particularly amazing the Marvel movies, but, like, God, Sam, compared to the shit we had to go through with DC this summer.
Yeah.
Like, you see, like, how precious these movies are and how, like, easy they are to fuck up.
My only real criticism of Doctor Strange was it was a rather underwhelming movie. Like, I came away from that being like, huh, okay. Like, yeah, I had no problems with it, but I didn't come away like being like, oh, that was amazing.
Do you ever feel that, though, going away from? Like, I think, like, to me, you know, Civil War had that great scene at the airport, but the movie as a whole wasn't like, oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah. But, it's just...
That movie as a whole, too, tore fans in half.
I was...
Because there was Team Cap, Team Iron Man. I was 100% behind Iron Man, and at the end of the movie, I'm still behind Iron Man. Whereas
you really go into a movie like that, like
well, that movie, well, yeah,
it's different for us because we, you know,
yeah, we read the comics. So. And yeah, watch
but the
shows.
Thing is, I agree. After the airport or during the airport, after the airport, the movie was spectacular. The lead up to was cool and interesting,
right?
But it didn't. Aside from Black Panther, it didn't make me so excited. I was going nuts. It was the fight scene at the airport, which was awesome. And then it was the fight at the end.
Iron Man.
It was the Cap Iron Man. Yeah. At the end, just those two, and then Winter Soldier, and that was it.
That was awesome
because you have all these characters, but then you just get emotionally invested in just these two.
Right.
They really did an up and down with like emotional connection between the movie. They did a really good job with that.
This movie, Strange, didn't really have anything like that, but at the same time, there were no valleys. There may have been no peaks, but there were no valleys.
Yeah, there were definitely no valleys. It was cool to see. I mean, I think they did a great job of bringing in the world of magic into the Marvel Universe.
Yeah.
And not losing
the
audience. It checked
all the boxes it needed to check.
Yeah, because this was the question mark I had. I told you guys earlier, with the movies and Marvel, this was the question mark because Ms. Marvel is essentially the Green Lantern story arc. Loosely, the same thing.
Yeah.
But this one would be the trick because you are throwing magic into the movies. Not the TV show. The TV show with S.H.I.E.L.D., you know, they have the magic. Now they have ghosts and, you know, the mist and all that stuff. And that's the TV show. You're not going to lose a lot. But the movies, they had a lot to lose. But I think they kind of nailed it. I think they nailed it with the origin. But I agree with you. It was not underwhelming. It was just, I liked it. I didn't love it.
Yeah.
And it was good. It made me more excited for more. So
honestly, like, all of these movies, I mean... I guess the weaklings are the Thor movies, easily.
Yeah.
But I mean, I love the Avengers, the first Avengers, because it's just so awesome. That's why I think it's the best one. But like, from a movie point of view, like if I was watching these as like plot and everything, I mean, Winter Soldier takes it without a doubt. It is the best of all of these.
Yeah. Winter Soldier. Did you have your usual for everybody? Avengers, Winter Soldier, Iron Man.
Yeah,
take your pick.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I can still live without the Avengers. It's just
it was awesome because it's like the first time you ever get to see all of them together.
It was the definition of summer blockbuster.
Yeah. Right. It really was. But I mean, to me, that's just a gimmick.
It was.
Well, yeah.
No, that's what it was.
It's the thing that they spent years leading up to.
But that's the thing. It took 4 years in 4 movies. They had a plan in mind. This is where
more
we want to end up.
More than four.
It was
Iron Man 1 and
Cap.
2, Captain America.
Oh, so yeah, 5.
Thor,
5.
And you have the Hulk.
Oh, yeah, that movie.
Loosely.
No, you have the Hulk.
Okay. It's
Thunderbolt was in Civil War.
It was in Civil War, but not in the first Avengers movie. But regardless, the Thor movies, you mentioned this. Can you say that they've been getting better? May not be small steps better, large steps better, but they have been getting better.
I mean, there's
the Dark World. Yeah. Well, I enjoyed the Dark World, though. A lot of people disliked it because Malekith was kind of an awful villain.
They didn't spend enough time on him.
And yeah, he was horribly done. And so I understand those complaints. That's fine. But I enjoyed Dark World I think I can go back and watch the Dark World. Whereas with the first Thor, it's kind of like,
Yeah. And do you think, are you more excited for the third one?
Without a doubt.
Okay. Okay. All right. Now, where do we rank this movie comparatively to the rest of the Marvel movies?
I think it's middle of the pack.
Yeah.
Middle of the
Somewhere
pack?
In the middle.
I saw somebody say this was like top three. Like,
no.
No.
It's definitely different. I mean, this movie stands out, but.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think it's definitely not. Thinking about it over the weekends, no, it's not in that class.
No, I'd say bottom half.
If my immediate reaction, not my like tempered couple of days later reaction, if my immediate reaction is,
what did everybody
it just
think?
Didn't do it.
One thing that we haven't talked about here, everybody's thoughts on the cameo, Stan Lee.
Yeah, it was good.
It basic. Was literally every other cameo.
Well, I mean, he's. We're towards the end right now. Like we're running out. So I mean,
gonna really miss that like 3 seconds of each.
I really am.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't know. Yeah.
I'm 100% down with his. Like I loved his cameos. He still has a few more to go.
Yeah. He already filmed all of them.
I laughed my ass off though when during his cameo in this one. I forget what he says,
he was in the cab.
That's hilarious. I think that was it.
No, that wasn't. It was like something along like, I can't believe they're doing that. That's hilarious. Like,
was this the reverse fight scene, right?
No. This is New York.
Oh, it was New York? See, it was a cool fight scene.
It was before everything got twisty turvy.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. We were just falling down the streets. Remember?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then on the side of the bus, and he's like, ha, ha,
"Yeah, it was early in the movie. It was early, but that fight scene halfway. With the backwards time loop.
Oh,
that was
cool. Yeah.
And then they're fighting in real time. That was so cool. Yeah. It was so different. Scene. It was so different, you know.
Yeah.
And the fact that he like can't use his hands, I really like that they stayed true to that.
Every time you see his hands, they're always like shaking.
Yeah,
I was really
But he doesn't. He's not like punching anybody because it hurts too much, which is true. Because in the books, if you screw with his hands, he can't do anything.
Yeah,
and he has such fragile fingers.
So we didn't take complaints at all. Here's my complaint, and this maybe it's ticky tack. Why do you have to go with this accent? Why couldn't you just speak English, like you know, British, like everybody? Everybody else in the movie?
I don't know.
Was there like a scene where the guy was like, you get a guy from Queens being like, oh, look, he talks. He's just like us.
No.
He's a New York kind of guy.
No, he could have gone with his British accent. It wouldn't have mattered.
Yeah. Oh, here's a thought. Because maybe Sam, but Chris, I know. What were your thoughts on the New York location?
The house. On Bleecker Street?
Yeah.
I kind of liked it. I mean,
well, because I know Sam, you're not into the comics, but at least you played.
It was different, but like,
was it the game on the 360 where it was basically Gauntlet Legends but with superheroes?
Yeah. I was okay with it.
When I saw the staircase going up to the big window, the circular window, I was like, oh my god, this is awesome.
The thing is, I. It had to have the window for me.
Right.
The stairs, okay, but it had to have the window. And it did, and that's all I really cared about because things are not always going to be the same in the comics to the movies. But you have to keep certain things.
I liked it, though.
Like the eye, the window.
Yeah.
That was cool. The cloak was funny.
Oh, yeah, I like the cloak.
The cool cloak thing, the cloak of levitation.
Well, that was like the comedic relief.
Exactly.
But it was so subtle, it was
great. You needed it.
Like when he was like, ooh, a battle axe. And he wouldn't let him go towards the weapons.
Yeah.
He was like, like tried like 5 times.
So let's move on.
Yeah. All right. Are we going long on this?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. All right. So we're.
We'll move on.
So Doctor Strange, go see it. It was worth the movie ticket. It was a good movie. Yeah. If you're a Marvel fan, you'll see it. Even if you're not a Marvel fan, I'd say go see it if you're bored. You don't need to know anything about Marvel movies to see it and enjoy it. So that's kind of what we're trying to convey here. Next up, we're going to do Westworld.
Well, I thought we were going to do a 60-second review.
We want to do 60 seconds?
I want to separate, because you guys both have one, so I want to separate these two.
So we'll do one now?
We'll do one now. We'll do Chris's now.
Okay.
And who has the clock? Anybody have the clock?
I got one.
Sam's got the clock.
So this movie, I really wanted to see over the summer, but nobody wanted to see it except for Sam, and we never got to.
We were all willing as long as you were going.
Okay. Here's another reason why I wanted to watch it.
Not yet. He's just setting it up.
Another reason why I wanted to watch it alone is because you guys talk throughout movies.
So?
And I wanted to sit down and watch this movie without any hindrance whatsoever.
That plot.
I wanted to watch this movie without any hindrance whatsoever. Start the clock now.
Boom.
And you guys could have said anything you wanted because this movie was fucking awful. All right, watching this movie, I really wanted to see it because it was Warcraft. Watching it, I got the references. I understood everything that they were talking about. CGI was actually not bad for what it was. Fight scenes were atrocious. There was no physical abilities whatsoever to anything. Acting was subpar at best. and
30 seconds.
I could focus on something else during the movie and still figure out what was going on in the movie. They had no shame in killing off anybody because, hey, why not? We don't know if we're getting a second one. And even if we do, nobody's going to want to join this movie as the cast.
10.
So let's kill everybody so we can hire new ones. That said,
5.
I want to see the second one. I'm done.
Done.
I like the tiny dancer. That was pretty awesome.
I can't
awesome.
Deal with this one. Okay. Well, either way.
No,
we got a ways to go before the chorus.
Okay.
All right.
We had a ways to go.
I'm not listening to the chorus in that. All right. But
John doesn't like...
Someone's
going
to have to
Chris
do it.
Chris doesn't like
I
Elton John.
It was definitely... It's definitely another movie made for China. The second movie should come out, but it should come out for China only. You can't do it again here in the U.S.
There are a lot of like Chinese actors in it?
No. No. There's the guy on Vikings, Travis Fimmel, Ben Foster was in it, and Paula Patton were in it. And all, right. All three of those, two out of three lived, and they might not be back for the second one.
Nice.
So... I'm glad I saw it, but it was not worth the $6. I should have waited until it came out on DVD or Redbox or TNT. So,
all right.
well, one question, was there a Craft of War in it? Or
like 10 minutes of somebody sitting at a crafting table, like putting together a sword?
Actually, somebody, they crafted a golem.
A golem?
All right.
Yeah, however you want to pronounce it.
How thirsty were they to like set up a new franchise with this? Like, how many like random like loose ends did they have in the movie?
They had just two.
Okay.
But they were big ones. They were big ones. But the thing is, I think they knew that they had to cast a whole bunch of different people, and they had no shame in killing everybody. Like I said, they had no shame in killing everybody off because they don't know who's going to sign up for the next one of this disaster piece, so...
Disaster piece.
It was like a bad movie. I'm shocked how well it did in China. But
I like how Blizzard was like, they delayed this movie for years because they wanted it to be good.
let's put it this way: it wasn't the worst video game movie that I've seen. And who knows, because we have another movie coming out that we can compare it to, or I can compare it to at least. So what are we doing next? Or are we doing the minute? Are we doing
No. We'll do Westworld next.
Yeah, do Westworld.
You got to separate the two. Separate the two. Nice buffer. So we had that first 60-second review.
All right, guys. So let's talk a little Westworld then. All right. So this week, pretty maybe not as big as last week, but still a lot going on. I think the big story though, guys, was everything that happened with Maeve this week.
Yes. Leader of the resistance.
Pretty much playing on cheat mode now, like getting everybody to bring up the levels. So, you know, she wakes up again inside of the, I don't know, what do you call it, the headquarters or whatever.
Yeah.
Gets a little tour. And that was actually kind of a cool thing. Like, you saw kind of everything getting tested out, like all the buffalo and all that stuff.
Yep.
What else we got going on?
She has those two dudes under her thumb right
Well, at
now.
First it was just the one.
Right? Oh, yeah, now
the
it's...
one who was basically trying to become the programmer.
Yep.
And then the guy who talks down to him a lot, he, like, wandered in. He was like, the hell are you doing?
Yeah, and then Maeve threatens him, and we don't know if they can kill the actual humans now.
We don't know yet.
We don't know that, so... But then...
I think that dude gets killed first.
Maybe.
The, like, shitty guy.
Then
and the Domino's commercials.
I have my other thoughts of the... person who gets killed first, but we'll talk about her later.
Okay, right.
But but then they program Maeve's in like abilities.
Yeah.
So they make her
she's
super
all
aware.
She's all on 99s right now.
Yep. Yeah. Pain levels down to zero.
It's like a Madden thing. Like what do I want to be? Oh, I want to be perfect. Yeah, that's her now.
Smart, intelligent.
Beyond smart, like they bumped it up as high. Was it as high as they could go?
I have no idea, but I saw his hand go up pretty far.
Yeah, so at first I thought it was going to be Dolores was going to be the leader of this resistance.
Right, I'm thinking it's Maeve.
I'm thinking it's Maeve by far. Maeve is going to be like insane.
I think I think Maeve is Morpheus and Dolores is Neo. That's what I'm going
with. Okay.
I can see that.
Or maybe Maeve is the not the architect. What was the other one? What was the black lady? The old black, the old nice black lady.
The Oracle.
This is about the movie The Matrix, by the way.
It's a weird comparison, but I can see where you're going with it.
Good.
Big things for Maeve, though.
Yes.
Yeah, dude.
Big things.
Not just a madam anymore.
She's definitely like out of left field because of all the people in the show, she was the last one I'd expect to actually have a huge part.
Yeah. And then didn't at the end of the episode, she start having sex with that dude, but he killed her, like choked her out?
Oh, no, that wasn't at the end.
That was this week,
but it's just
she wanted to come back.
Yeah, she wanted to die to come back.
Such a fucked up show, man.
She wanted to see more of the facility.
Right. That was like her second time in the episode.
And that's
back.
Why her pain level she lowered so that way she didn't have to feel as much to go there, you know? That's interesting.
Fucking weird. And they're naked the whole time.
No, but like, that's a cool aspect to it because it's like she's a robot and she's still doing all this. Yeah. And they don't show her whole body nude all the time. It's like
funny is a weird word. It's strange because nudity on HBO is usually like supposed to be like titillating, like it's supposed to like it's a throwaway into like a fucking Entourage scene where like fucking Vince is like screwing a chick
or like Game of Thrones prostitution orgy room.
Right. Yeah. It's not supposed to be like weird. Like it's almost gratuitous isn't the word here. It's almost like normalized more than anything else. But anyway,
yeah.
Getting past nudity. The one thing I wonder about with this, because like let me compare this to Game of Thrones a little bit. Game of Thrones. You have the overarching story, which is essentially the zombies, right? Like, that's your first minute to last minute story, probably.
Yeah.
Then you have all these sort of, like, season-long things, episode-long things. There's, you know, multiple stories, multiple arcs, different sort of, you know, time horizons, if you will. Since we pretty much know from the get-go, just because it's Westworld, and most people are at least familiar with the plot of what Westworld the movie was. I wonder what's like the time horizon on this whole like uprising thing. Because I'm assuming it's going to happen in some form or another.
Well, we're what? That was episode 6 or 5? I think it was 6.
Yeah.
I doubt it's going to materialize in the first season.
I think if anything, you're going to see the beginnings of it in the last episode. Of this season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody will revolt, or Arnold's leading the revolt, or something.
Something's gonna happen.
All right,
and I guess too with Game of Thrones, like you have like a rough idea of like, well, this is gonna be like at least like 6, 7, 8 seasons or something like this. This is however long they really want to do it, you know?
Yeah.
So, all right. So moving on, we also have Man in Black and Teddy wrestling up on the trail here, coming across some army guys who don't like Teddy. They get captured, and Teddy goes kind of apeshit.
Yep. All this just trying to find Wyatt.
Yeah.
Whoever that might be. I think Ed Harris is just, what did he say? He's looking for somebody to compete with him.
Like an actual bad guy. But he's looking for the middle of the maze. Which, if you think about like, in passing,
yeah, who says it? Was it Teddy?
Teddy talks about what the maze is. And it was a guy who died and came back multiple times, and then finally, like, I don't know, like, he ends up building a house on the spot where he comes back, and then builds a maze so complicated that only he can navigate it, and he's at the middle of this maze.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
which is then kind of funny, because to me, you then have another scene later on where Bernard is going through the park. He finds out that there are these unregistered hosts, which is funny because it's like the original Jurassic Park novels actually has like a similar kind of plot line where there's stuff they didn't account for. But anyway, Bernard has these unaccounted for hosts, so he goes and investigates. And that's funny because when I first saw the unaccounted host, I was like, oh, there's 5 of them. One of them's going to be Bernard or whatever. And then there's 4 other people who are fucking hosts that we don't know about. And that's going to be the show just being dicks, pretty much.
Yeah.
But thankfully, it wasn't that. It was we actually see A house, which I thought for like a second there was going to be
Arnold.
Arnold. I was going to say Andrew. Arnold's house.
And Bernard even said, he's like, Arnold? And he's like, who are you?
Yeah, and it actually is, I guess, old hosts that Arnold made for Tom Ford, who's Anthony Hopkins, made for him and as like a gift. And it's supposed to be like his family, because he told Tom Ford once told Arnold about this like vacation he went on. And so now there's like these little versions of
it's him, his brother, his mom, his dad,
and his dog.
Yep.
And then the basically how this episode ends, which is totally fucked up, is when Tom is walking around and he comes across the kid. He's like, hey, let's go have a catch with the dog. Oh, we can't. Why? I killed it. He's like, why did you kill it? Because Arnold told me to.
Yep.
Like, what?
Yep, Arnold is... And that leads us to the fourth storyline, is the girl engineer has found out that the robot, the hosts have transmitter or radio beacons in their bodies.
Right.
And there's transmitters throughout the park, and she finds one of them.
In an abandoned part of the park.
Yep.
Goes to the building towards the end of the hour, alone.
Finds out who's in the dark, transmitting.
And wouldn't you know, something happens to her right after she tells Bernard half the story.
So come to find out, the person transmitting the information is Teresa, who is the head of the park. The lady who was hooking up with Bernard.
Yep.
And she was one of the last users of the transmitter.
Yeah.
So that's a bombshell.
I don't really know what that means, Miyazi, right now.
It means that she's transmitting data from the park to somebody.
Yep.
Which means somebody could be making Eastworld.
And then
Eastworld, it came out of
that's
the
a
east.
Sam comment right there.
Well,
and then
I took it.
But
so.
Then the lady who's at there, at the like fun house with the mannequin dolls or whatever that is, gets jumped by somebody. We don't know who it is.
In like, I don't want to call it hacky, but like I've literally seen that scene 1,000 times.
Oh God, yeah.
So much that like I thought they were like just fucking with you. To a certain point.
The one
like,
thing that it lacked was, so she picked up the flashlight, but she didn't walk around with it. She's got to walk through all the hallways and then get startled by a doll. You're like, oh, yes, it was just
a
doll.
The false startle.
And then like immediately after, the hand comes and takes her.
Right. So
yeah,
we
that's the only
much,
thing it was lacking, really.
Yeah.
We had pretty much everything but that. There's also a storyline of the narrative guy getting drunk, pissing everywhere. I'm not really finding it super interesting, so we're just gonna bypass it. But
it was funny, but
yeah. And then this other lady shows up,
the executive
who's a board member.
Yeah.
And then who knows what's gonna happen with that?
Yeah. What if it's Ed Harris's daughter?
No,
just throwing that out there. No. I have nothing at all.
I'd say let's give predictions, but there's way too many that I can come up
with
right now. So I don't know if I don't know if we should do that.
They need and no story on Dolores at all.
Nope.
This episode.
What do you think is all right? So what do you, given all this so far, who do you want to kind of follow now most?
Man in Black. Man I was Black. Like that from episode one. I'm still at
you're
that.
Still like that. What about you, John?
I'm torn between the two big ones, between the Man in Black and the William and Dolores.
Okay. See, now I'm more in Maeve right now. I'm more into the Maeve story.
Sam,
no pun intended.
Sam, are you a Bernard kind of guy?
Bernard is not a robot. Everything that he's been doing proves he's not a robot.
Like what?
Following
just his protocol?
The way he's going right now.
I will say
there's no evidence that would actually make me consider, because every time I see him now, I'm like, is he a robot? Let me see if he has any tells or anything.
Oh, yeah.
There's no way he's a robot.
I noticed he looked through the glasses this episode.
Yeah, he was so squinting maybe on the computer screen.
Yeah. Oh, when he goes and uses that old computer,
yeah,
he goes downstairs. It's the same logo, the same old ass Westworld logo that they use
the
when
movie?
William shows up.
Oh, really?
Hmm.
Yeah.
And I know
there's actually, and there's even okay. Maybe I did go down the rabbit hole.
Okay,
and down the rabbit hole again.
I forgot what I did Monday morning. I forget a lot of. Frankly, I think a lot of us forget what life was like before 7 o'clock last night. Okay. Here's the
you
thing.
Mean 3 a.m. this morning.
Whatever. time is a flat circle. All right.
How are the fuck not am I going? Only until Massachusetts allows legal weed.
Right. I think it's. And time I think it's irrelevant. Super high. Okay. All right, it's a sphere,
man. Not a circle.
It's a sphere. Okay, so you have these two Westworld logos. The first one is with the show where it's like a W with two like slashes on the side of it.
Right.
The other one is like a weird, I don't know the way to describe it. It's like more boxy and like geometric looking, whereas this one's flat. We can post them online and maybe it'll help. Anyway.
Yeah.
So when William shows up and goes with the host, who is like, yeah, we could fuck if you want, you see that old-ass logo. Remember how she shows up in this episode when Maeve.
You say Maeve every week.
I know. Right, anyway, so Maeve shows up and you see her and she's like, you see the background and it's the same door, but the logo changed. If you like zoom in close enough, like what they do on like, you know, Reddit threads.
So you think that all of this stuff that Maeve is doing right now with talking to those two hosts and everything is.
That's happening in the same timeline. There's only one timeline that's different. And it's the William and Dolores timeline. The logo changes from when William's there to when this video that Maeve sees when she was like going upstairs last week on this last episode.
Yeah, yeah.
That's literally it. And I can't believe people like took all the time to do that. But that's like stupid, stupid detail to me.
Okay. Well, we'll find out hopefully by the end of the season. So.
We do a lot of logo talk on this episode.
On our, yeah, all right, whatever. I don't.
All right.
That's a deep, deep dive.
Chris does not like your logo talk.
I think they're really trying to hold Game of Thrones this thing right now and try and come up with so many weird twisted theories.
I think we had Game of Thrones and then everyone got on Mr. Robot and figured that twist out within like a day. And now we're on to Westworld. And then
I think they're trying to force it now.
And then we'll be on to, I don't know, what's next.
All right. Okay. This is what we're talking about. I will post this on Facebook. So when it's the whole, was it Will?
Yes. Right?
Yeah. It's this top one, which is like two parallel slants going from left to right, and then one going from right to left.
It's like a three-dimensional sort of
right.
W.
And then there's the black one behind it, too. That one is used with the Will story, whereas the one at the bottom, which is the W with the two slants on either side,
which is also the logo used for the show.
For the show, that's used basically in all the other storylines. So that makes you think that it's two different stories.
Because it's two different times.
Right. Well, yeah, same story, two different times.
Anyway. I think this is messed up. But
the funny thing is, too, like we're fucking we've talked about this so much. And this has been so much of the broadband of this discussion on the show on the internet. And it's like, okay, so it's two different times. That's cool. That's a funny trick they did. It doesn't really fucking mean anything.
I don't even think it's a trick. I think there's no different timelines.
Hey, okay. You could be right. Who knows?
I don't know.
Why are there two different logos?
I kind of just want a simple episode. Yeah. I just want a simple show.
Explain the logos, Chris.
I don't want Lost style complexity.
Well, I mean, you got J.J. Abrams attached, so it's going to be complex.
Oh, shit, you're right.
You got J.J. Abrams and the Nolan brother that likes to fuck around with things.
Yeah, I guess. All right. All right, let's move on.
All right. Do you want me to talk about some accountant?
Yeah,
we doing a minute. You have the time.
Oh, all right, so let me do some setup here.
Okay.
After Doctor Strange, I saw approximately all but the first maybe 10 minutes of The Accountant.
Did you go back into the theater?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I wasn't gonna pay. I bought. See, I feel like
we do not condone this kind of.
I bought popcorn and a drink.
Okay,
I feel like you just sold half your 401k to pay for that.
Yeah, it's getting up there.
Not on Tuesdays, though. Not on Tuesdays.
Great. So I went in and I saw this right afterwards. And all right, you're going to count me off here?
All right, and start.
Guys, this movie's amazing. This movie is, like, insane. Like, it's the closest thing I can compare it to. It's like a fucking superhero movie, almost. Like, Ben Affleck, I thought this was going to be way more of, like, an Oscar bait movie than this. This is a fucking action movie. All right? Because I thought, you know, oh, fucking Ben Affleck's account who kills people. More like Jason Boring, right? Okay, so he's insane. He's like a guy whose superpower is being autistic, which is interesting on its own. It's fuck you. It doesn't really have much at all to do with accounting or anything like that. It's like Ben Affleck is a super soldier who happens to know numbers, and it is crazy. I am 10. So pumped for The Accountants 2 through 4.
Jesus.
5.
How's Andy Kendrick?
Smoking.
Are they okay? Stop. I don't want to ask if they like hook up in this movie or not, but
no,
because that would be a weird gap.
Okay,
That's like a 25 year right. gap.
John, were you happy? That's not with
like
that?
Super crazy for movies, though.
I guess, but it's still a little weird.
Yeah.
So autism as a superpower. Okay.
And there's a really there's a big twist in the movie that's so super easy to figure out.
Okay.
He was dead the whole time.
Is it worth the $12 that you spent to go see the movie?
I didn't spend any money to see that movie.
You bought popcorn.
I could amortize it.
You didn't get that. I was trying to tell you. I was trying to say yes. You did spend money to see this movie, but okay.
Yes. No, I would. I'd go. Yeah. I would go see it
for $12. Okay.
I would maybe go see it over Doctor Strange.
Really?
Wow.
Oh, that's it's, okay. You don't it will, like the Marvel leave, stuff
it will leave much. An impact on you.
Huh.
It is. In what way? In what way?
Like I really wouldn't call it like a bad movie. It's dumb and it kind of knows it's a little dumb, but like it's not bad.
So how would it leave you?
It would leave you with an impact because it was, I don't know, it's just like kind of a fun movie. It's like he has a fucking Barrett and he like shoots stuff. He has like a mobile home with precious pieces of art in it.
All right, don't spoil a lot.
And Honus Wagner cards.
Honus Wagner. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And he can't communicate well.
Okay.
John Barenthal's in it too.
Is he really?
Shane.
So yeah. Is this like just Rain Man with a gun?
This is Bring the Rain Man.
Right. So it sounds like it's Sniper 4.
There was a 1, 2, and 3?
Yeah.
Well, there was Netflix. A 1.
Yeah, there was a 2.
Oh, God. There were sequels.
And there were. Oh, right, they're on Netflix.
Oh.
All right. Well,
would recommend. Yeah. 4 out of 5 stars.
4 out of 5.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Impressive.
My Warcraft was half a star.
It tickled my funny bone.
Were you laughing in the movie?
Oh, yeah. There's some very funny moments.
Oh, okay.
Like, I'll put it, he deals with shit like he's autistic. Like,
is it like meaningful funny or like
maybe a little is
it unintentional?
Maybe a little both. I don't know. It's tough. I'm not 100% sure how self-aware the movie is.
Like maybe they were like, oh, but you're autistic. Oh yeah, I can totally play an autistic. Because
it certainly wasn't advertised as a
autistically aware movie.
No, they kind of alluded to this autism.
Yeah, but not.
It wasn't. It wasn't. I mean, it's. First off, they're never like making fun of him because he has autism or anything like that. But it's the way he reacts to certain things is different than how other people would, and it's interesting and kind of funny.
Okay.
All right. Well, we spent more than a minute on it. But
yeah,
that's okay.
John Lithgow's in it too.
Yeah, a little.
Anyways, yeah, dead
right,
air.
All right. Sorry. All right. Let's get a rapid fire going.
Oh shit.
Yeah, John.
I don't think we're gonna have the song this week.
Alright.
No, well, okay, that's fine.
So this week's theme, given the election and everything, and I know how generally the table feels, but you know. But just to cheer everybody up, this week's theme is hope. Still some hope in people.
Okay.
So I'll be asking you, what are you more hopeful for? And
this isn't all about politics, is it?
No.
Okay,
no.
Good. Good.
No. I wanted to cheer people up.
Oh, really? Okay.
Let's see. Okay, what are you more hopeful for? The Uku.
Ooh, Uku. I miss the Uku. We don't talk about it very much.
Dude, you gotta have three things. There's three people here.
Sorry.
Universal Cinematic Universe.
Right, the Uku.
Or the new indie movie.
The new indie
Jesus
movie?
Christ. That's... Oh, man.
I thought you were supposed to make us happy.
Yeah. These are all sad, dude.
Well, the Uku has what movies coming out? They have The Mummy.
Wolfman.
Invisible Man. And then they have...
Jekyll and Hyde.
Jekyll and Hyde.
Or Russell... Sorry, Russell and Crowe is Jekyll and Hyde.
And then the new indie movie is... Do we even have one?
Harrison Ford.
They're working on it, so...
Have they cast that yet?
Yeah. I don't even know if it got that far, but I know they're making it.
It's Harrison Ford, though.
Yeah.
Without a doubt, it's Harrison Ford. So, I don't know.
This one...
How awesome would it be if he just, like... It's the final scene of the Crystal Skull... And then all of a sudden he just like wakes up. He's like, ugh! Oh, it's all just a dream. Anyways, la 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 la.
And then he's in like 1944 Germany.
He's on like a Zeppelin randomly.
That would be like, I'd be like, yep.
Why didn't they like go for like, they should go for like alternate reality instead of like Cold War. They got to do it.
But remember, the best movies are the ones where they deal with some kind of thing out of Catholicism.
Okay.
Bibble.
So here's anything out of the Bible. I'll say this. I'm more excited for the indie movie.
Okay.
One, because it can't get any worse than Crystal Skull. No matter what you do, it cannot get any worse. You can even have Shia LaBeouf in that movie, the new one, and it would still be better than Crystal Skull.
All right.
And the... The Uku.
Uku, as we like to call it.
Tom Cruise has a ceiling. No movies ever get higher than that movie.
He doesn't usually hit a lot of ceilings.
He doesn't hit...
But his movies never go past a certain point.
Tom Cruise movies never go past a certain point. So what's to make me think that The Mummy is going to be a good movie?
Mm.
Tom Cruise has good to maybe mediocre movies. He never has fantastic movies.
The fact that they're just turning their backs on the Brendan Fraser like mythos.
And then
of that movie.
Jekyll and Hyde, they cast Gladiator.
Russell Crowe.
I mean, come on. Put somebody new in there. Why the hell would you want the Gladiator being...
You don't like Russell Crowe, do you?
No, I don't like when they try and do these remakes or certain things with very well-known actors. I don't like it. I want them to cast not bad actors, but kind of low key.
Well, here's my issue with the Uku is
what are you more excited for?
I'm more excited for indie because we know what we're getting and I'm in the same boat as you. It can't get worse than Crystal Skull. And it's indie, you can do something where it's like, oh, retwine the timeline. It's a new, like, erase the old kind of thing. So I think indie will be fine. There's enough religious kind of ideas out there that they can get into where it can be a good story. Because that was the issue with Crystal Skull is
It wasn't religion.
It wasn't religion at all. It was just sci-fi, pure sci-fi.
There's some cults out there that worship Crystal Skull.
Yeah, it was not religion, but back in like the Mayans and the Aztecs and things like that.
So, John?
Well, hold on. I'm not done yet.
Well, this is rapid fire.
I know, but the Uku, here's the thing. My issue with the Uku, why I'm not excited for it, is they are casting Hollywood-wise much older actors in these roles. Russell Crowe, Tom Cruise, and what's his face? Johnny Depp. They're all 50. He's the Invisible Man.
Fuck.
They're all like 50 plus in these roles. There's no young people in these roles.
You know, remember the first Mummy? How old was Brendan Fraser in that?
He was probably in his late 20s, early 30s.
I think he was just growing previously.
Yeah, he wasn't old.
I guess I'm taking Uku here.
Taking Uku?
I'm down with the Crow. a little Jekyll, a little Hyde, maybe some both.
Think you can pull it off?
I'm confident his rage will be there. He's beat the shit out of some people before.
Right. Are you down with the Johnny Depp?
No, that's probably going to be bad.
Are you down with the Tom Cruise?
I can't believe they're making these movies. I still feel like you guys are full of shit.
This is all just one long prank. All
right, so you're up for
it. Is it Warner Brothers too? Right, it is Warner Brothers, right?
No,
it's Universal.
Because
it's Universal Monsters.
Oh,
like,
that's right.
You know.
Okay. And that wasn't the studio that actually wrote down there. It was Paramount that actually like wrote down their estimates for annual budget. It wasn't the Universal.
Oh.
Remember Paramount with their bomb monster trucks? All right, next.
Okay, what are you more hopeful for, this upcoming Thanksgiving or this upcoming holiday season? Anybody?
Wait, what was the question?
What are you more looking forward to, let's say, Thanksgiving or like the holidays?
I will take this one, and this is a first. I despise the holidays. I've never enjoyed them. Between Halloween and New Year's, it's just like, bleh, I don't care.
Really?
Yeah, I've never been a huge fan.
That's super depressing.
Yeah. However...
Not even like Thanksgiving Day sandwiches after.
I don't know. Yeah. Thanksgiving Day is fun. It's the whole like, I don't know. It's like the whole bah humbug kind of thing. But here's the thing. Now that I'm a homeowner, I'm actually really looking forward towards Christmas.
Christmas?
Like right. This is the
first
time.
You gotta get a tree and everything?
Putting the tree in the living room and everything. Like, we had the apartment before. The fact that it's a house, I can decorate the outside of the house and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I can go, I'm on a main road, so everyone's gonna see it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm actually pumped this year for that. Yeah. Like,
give me 3 days. Christmas will throw up on your house.
Okay.
And I will make it look great.
Oh yeah. I can't wait to start decorating. I'm like Black Friday can't be here in like soon enough.
Hey, give me like 3 6-packs and I'll throw up on your house.
Do you want me to go
then
next
some
on
like
this?
Colored cookies and it'll be like Christmas.
It's like Christmas.
Do you want
to
go?
Yeah, I'll go. To me, Thanksgiving is that whole week. So if you're gonna give me that, I will take that week 10 times out of 10 versus the month or whatever you want to call it. Christmas to New Year's Eve following. That week is awesome. Everybody's around like that Wednesday. You got like Thanksgiving Eve. Everybody's around. Black Friday. Had a tradition with a bunch of my friends. We do a turkey fry. That's great. Get fucking drunk a lot of those nights. Yeah. And one time where I was in a bar for like 4 consecutive days from like Thanksgiving Eve to like that Saturday. So.
You have the homecoming games sometimes.
Yeah, you got some football games, which maybe you get, you know, brought along to. And usually something cool goes on that Saturday night. And, you know, yeah, you got Thanksgiving too.
All right, Chris, what do you got?
I'm going to have to go with holiday seasons.
Holiday?
Right. Or holiday, yeah, holiday season. Only because you know how I am with Christmas. I like Christmas a lot. And it's for the whole month. It's for the whole month. We have Christmas parties. We have our own Christmas party. And then we have, for some reason, we have like 6 houses to go to in 24 hours for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
Oh, yeah. That's always crazy.
But the thing is, here's the best part. Christmas Eve, Italian feast. Followed by Irish dessert. Then we have Christmas breakfast. And then we used to until my grandmother passed away. We had the Polish dinner. And then there's all the gifts and obviously there's all the gifts and everything. But then we have the open parties. And then I always find a weekend to go to New York City to see the tree. It's the one tourist thing I'll do in New York. I won't go to Times Square. I won't go to the Statue of Liberty. I won't go to the Freedom Tower. I will go see the Rockefeller tree and I will put up with those assholes in the crowd. Just to see that tree. But staying in our realm, Rogue One.
Yep.
And Fantastic Beasts.
Yeah.
Well, After Thanksgiving, during the holiday season.
Okie dokie.
And my brother-in-law comes back to visit from the military. So
that's cool.
Get to see him.
That's nice.
You see, they confirmed Dumbledore for Fantastic Beasts 2.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. For the second one?
Fight for Grindelwald in Dumbledore.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, boy.
We need to get the Harry Potter beat back.
We will do a full hour review of that movie when it comes out.
All Chris, all the time.
All Chris. Okay. What would you be more hopeful for? What would you enjoy more? A puppy or a kitten?
Oh, man, you're killing me.
A puppy.
Yeah, cats don't have souls.
Okay, here's my answer.
On that side. Let's.
If I'm playing this in my house right now, Amber, earmuffs, a puppy.
A puppy?
Because I love my cat so much because she's like a dog. But I'm looking forward to getting a puppy. I want to get a corgi because it's small enough where my cat can beat it up as a puppy, so it knows its place. I don't want a big dog that it'll chase the cat around because then I'd feel bad for the cat.
Okay, let me put this in perspective here. let me throw this rapid fire.
You comparing your cat to a dog makes me sound like you don't know what a dog is.
let me throw this rapid fire hardball at you right now.
Ooh.
I've been coming over your house for how long have you lived here?
This house? This house. About 2 months?
And then you lived in the apartment for years.
Like three years.
And I would visit you often.
Yeah.
I saw your cat.
Yeah.
Once.
You want to know why?
No. I saw your cat once.
Yeah.
Now, you guys have been to my house. Every single time you have come over, where is the dog?
Barking at me.
Standing at the top of the stairs, looking at you, excited to see you.
Yeah.
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 Right? A dog.
So jacked.
Well,
more hopeful for the dog.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing, though.
But he pees every time he sees you guys. Well, yeah. But still.
Here's the thing with...
Hey, I mean, so do I.
He's happy to see you. He's happy to see you.
Hey, guys, where's the bathroom?
A cat will never show you any attention whatsoever.
No, actually, every time I come home, Amber, my cat, greets me at the door.
But not guests.
Guests don't matter. It's me that matters.
Your cat wants to kill you, all right?
No, my cat wants to kill Amy.
Every time you look at a cat, do you not think to yourself... She's thinking about killing me.
Yeah, every time.
Not Amber.
Every time
I see a cat, I'm like, this one's going to slit my throat if I sleep on the couch.
Not Amber. She's like, I'm going to lay on you and I'm going to massage you and you're going to feel so good. Yeah, look at that. Look at these paws. I'm like, what are you doing, Amber? Why are you doing that to my stomach?
It's like the eyes of death looking upon
you. No, not her.
It's like Dormammu coming down from the heavens.
Wow. Every time you look at a cat, it's like looking at the angels in Blink in that Doctor Who episode.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you're catching them, you're looking at them so they can't sneak up on you.
I've met many cats in my life. Amber is very, very different. And Sam, you know Amber.
Yeah, I know.
She's very cuddly.
You've got a better cat. Don't get
me wrong. Oh, yeah. No, I've got a great cat, but...
Sam, your sister's cat is just like...
Oh, yeah.
Psychotic.
Yeah.
Well, it was feral.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tried killing Sam. Tried snapping his neck once. It was pretty funny. But dog.
Oh.
Puppy all the way. That's why I said Amber earmuffs. I'm going for a dog.
Right. We're really fighting each other a lot on this one.
I know. No, dog. Please don't tell me pie or cake is next.
No.
Good.
Okay, so.
No.
Definitely. Shit. Definitely pie.
We're running a little long, so I'll do one more.
Okay.
How about this one? Are we more hopeful for a snowy winter or a warm one?
Oh, it's going to snow like shit around here.
Yeah, but what are you more hopeful for?
I'm like, more hopeful. Okay. I'm more hopeful for a snowy winter. We had a drought. All this year over here.
Yeah, yeah.
And we didn't get any snow last season.
Yeah, there was two storms maybe.
And I want a lot of snow just to not what we had 2 years ago.
Yeah.
That was brutal. Like 8 feet of snow. That was ridiculous.
8 feet of snow in 2 weeks.
The perfect winter for me is where it snows every weekend. Well, maybe not every weekend.
You get
maybe,
a dusting.
Maybe like every Thursday. Yeah, Thursday. Or snows like every Thursday and is melted by like Saturday.
Yeah, a nice dusting every weekend would be cool.
No, see, okay, so I'm 100% down for a snowy winter as well. But for me, because I get snow days and I still get paid for the day off, so I'm 100% down for 2 years ago where every Sunday was a major storm. I didn't have school on Monday. I didn't have to work on Monday. So it was like, yeah, 3 day weekend. I got drunk so many times that year. It was like Sunday was like closed. Like, oh, it was great.
You know why I want a snowy winter? And you'll like this. So 2 years ago when we had that 8-foot snow, snow crazy, whatever it was, I had half a driveway of asphalt, half a driveway of rock. Imagine shoveling 8 feet of snow with rocks underneath. It does not work.
I had the same thing in the apartment.
Last winter.
It was awful.
Last winter, we had no snow. And then this past summer, I had my whole driveway nice and paved.
Yeah.
So I want there to be a lot of snow so I can just go out and shovel. I just want to go out and shovel. I want to break it in.
Yeah.
I want to be able to go out there and not shovel 10 pounds of rocks scattered throughout my lawn.
I still think I have rocks in the back of my truck from 2 years ago because Amy was like,
they get
grabbed
everywhere.
It and she's like, threw it in the back of the truck.
Yeah, half of it's rock. Every shovel, yeah, every time you shovel something.
It was awful.
Brutal,
but yeah, snowy winter. We all agree with the snowy winter. Yeah.
Well, John, you haven't really.
I feel like I'm gypped if I don't get any snow.
Yeah,
yeah.
Plus
yeah.
the ski community and I guess businesses and stuff did not do well last year
because
there was no snow whatsoever, and you can only make so much. So
I'm going to just chime in here. I always feel like a warm, not snowy winter is abomination. It's supposed to snow
it
during
feels
winter.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
All those global warming people are actually right at that point. I just want to smack them. You're like, global warming, fuck you, 8 feet. you're mumbling again. Shit, 2 feet in April.
All righty. So this winner this week is, once again, Chris.
Wow, he's on a roll.
You made a comeback. In a roll. You were losing there for a bit, but you gave some interesting points on snow. So.
It's all about the snow.
Well, let's face it. Nobody likes shoveling rocks.
No.
No. And on that note.
Yeah, and on that note. All right, so we're done for this week. We're hopefully going to see Arrival this weekend.
Yeah.
And we also have Rhode Island Comic Con this weekend. So we will be going on Saturday. So we will be out there. We'll probably do some interviews.
Yep.
And we'll be passing out some business cards and stuff like that. And maybe we'll get a few... I guess cuts from people who dress up in outfits
hopefully.
And whatnot. So you can find all of our episodes on iTunes and Podbean for free. Send us a review. And you can also follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/Knights of Nerditude. Until next week.
Bye.
Adios.
Good night.